Alexander Mulholt is the general manager of Roche Products here in New Zealand. Te Runanga o Ngāti Whātua and Roche Pharmaceuticals have signed an agreement to explore new avenues for disease prevention, treatment and wellness for the descendants of Ngāti Whātua. The Tūkotahi relationship agreement is thought to be a world first between a global pharmaceuticals company and iwi Māori tribal organisations. Alexander is the general manager of Roche Products and is with us today. Thanks for joining us on the show today, Alexander. My name's Dale. I appreciate you joining us.
Morena, Dale.
Morena.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. I think it's neat. It's interesting, too, how this came to be. Did you approach Māori? Did they approach you? Where did you find some common ground that has resulted in this arrangement, if you will, Alexander?
Yeah, thanks for asking me. First of all, maybe a bit about Roche. So we are a company with a 125-year history, still family-owned, based in Switzerland, and probably one of the leading healthcare companies. But we see ourselves more than just a healthcare company. We see ourselves as a partner. And we believe that the future of health systems, on which we all rely on every day, is a shared responsibility. So we are investing in research and development of new medicines, but we also believe that we need to work closer with patients and health systems together. And therefore, we have reached out and explored ways to work together to find solutions that are sustainable and equitable for all New Zealanders. So we are very pleased about this partnership.
Yeah, it's the first time I've heard. I mean, most of us are familiar with Roche. It is a huge player in the pharmaceutical sector. And as you say, with over a century and a quarter of being a prominent player in that sector. To our Māori health, and you know, some of our stats are not great. So we have a distinct desire to improve the state of our health, whether that's in a hapu or tribal or indeed national perspective, Alexander. So how does Roche feel about complementary usage of rongoā Māori? For instance, is there room to manoeuvre here? And what effectively will this relationship result in? What are you bringing to the table as a prominent pharmaceutical organisation?
First of all, we are very pleased about this partnership. It's the first of its kind, as you mentioned. And at the core of this relationship is really listening and walking, learning from each other. I think there's so much more we can learn from each other. And most importantly, respecting and understanding the Indigenous knowledge and practices. And we believe by listening, learning, it will allow us to jointly identify really areas where we can help with better health outcomes for Ngāti Whātua that they are trying to achieve and the impact we are trying to do. An example for that is cancer. If I think about cancer care, we are one of the leading companies in that space. If I think about diagnostics and treatments for lung cancer, breast cancer. And over the years, we have made great strides in our understanding of cancer, but we also see that there's more that needs to be done. Our ultimate vision is that we prevent and provide cure for cancers in all its forms. But to be honest, we also know that no single intervention is likely to achieve this. And therefore, we seek to understand the disease better, the complexities of it. But we also want to better understand how we can partner with patients and their whanau in addressing the challenges we are all facing. And here in New Zealand, we see that cancer survival rates are worse for Māori than for non-Māori. Māori are generally diagnosed at a later stage, 20% more likely to get cancer, and twice as likely to die of cancer, up to four times more likely to die from lung cancer. So terrible statistics here. And our mission, our goal is that we better serve Māori through these close partnerships.
Thank you, Alexander. It seems an innovative relationship. I just wonder how common or perhaps even novel it is for Roche Pharmaceuticals to have established an agreement going forward with an Indigenous community, in this case, one of our prominent iwi in Aotearoa. Is this something relatively new from your perspective too, Alexander?
It is very new for us, and we are on a learning journey here as well as a company. We have been in New Zealand for 50 years, since 1973, and we have a team of around 50 people working on our medicines business, and then we have a similar number on our diagnostics business. And through a team, our health system partners, we are continuously exploring new partnerships that can really make a difference for patients. As I said, we are not just a supplier of medicines, we are a partner, a key stakeholder in the health system, and we believe the better we understand the needs, the challenges, and the inequities that exist, we believe the better we can serve the people, and in this case, the people and the descendants of Ngāti Whātua. So we are extremely pleased about the great discussions we had, the trust we have at the core of it, and the common interest to jointly explore new ways. And we have to see where we go from there. The commitment is there to talk to each other, to learn from each other, and then see how we can make a bigger impact.
It's been nice meeting you, Alexander. Thanks for sharing some kōrero about the two kotahi relationship, a world first, really, between a global pharmaceutical company and iwi Māori tribal organisation. And I want to wish you and your whānau and team well, Alexander. Thanks for sharing some kōrero about this commonality, and all the best for the day ahead.
Thanks for having me, Dale.
Tēnā koe. Thank you, Alexander.